This is our returning champion, Alice Conkright from Tempe, Arizona. Stand by to see Alice play for all the prizes valued at $72,695. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $30,895 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good to have you here with us. Delighted to have you here with us. I hope you've been with us for the last few shows, because it seems incredible that just four shows ago, Michael Friedman was going for all the prizes on the stage and the cash jackpot, and he didn't make it. Our current champion knocked him off, and now in just four shows, she now has $545 in her bank account. That is an incredible four-show total, and she now today is going for all of the prizes on the stage worth well over $72,000. Let's welcome her back. Alice Conkright. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Jim.
That $545 is a great total for four shows.
Thank you.
And I
congratulate you
for that. And here's where you stand. Now, for all of the prizes on the stage, worth $72,695, as Jay said, you would need a win, of course you must win, and $95 more. You've always gone over that total. So you're $95 and a win away from all the prizes. Are you all set?
I'm all set.
Now, she's a confident lady and a very good player. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. She won't buy my instant bargains, but she keeps on going winning, right?
Yeah, I'll buy him a few.
who did you bring us to try to stop her?
This contestant is a sabermetrician from West Covina, California. Give a big hand to Richard Perez Pina.
Hey there, Richard.
And this next contestant is a martial artist originally from Scottsdale, Arizona. Give a warm welcome to Jeff Schimmel.
Hello there, Jeff. Hey, a little lighter with some bargains. Jeff, nice to have people out there rooting for you. Jeff, you are a martial artist.
That's right. I've studied Taekwondo, Wing Chun, Kung Fu, and amateur and professional boxing.
Oh, so you're really into that. Well,
yes.
I'll try to be nice, Jeff, and I hope you will in return. Good to have you here with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Richard, a sabermetrician. What is that?
That's a fanatical baseball statistician.
Oh, yes, a sabermetrician
right.
is a... That sounds like a question. I didn't know that. You keep track of everybody's
averages? As much as I can.
Well, sounds interesting as well. Nice to have you here. And gentlemen, I don't have to tell you, your work is cut out for you. You're up against a very tough champion. Let's start all three of you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and gets to go shopping. Let's get started with this. Name the comedian whose theme song is Thanks for the Memory. Jeff.
Bob Hope.
Bob. Jeff, you don't have to go shaving a haircut two bits. Just one time will do it. You got $5 for the correct answer, and Jeff goes to 25. He's in the lead. In what city was an American coin minted if it stamped? Alice?
Denver.
With the mint mark D, you're right, Denver it is. Had to be one of the two, right? It was Denver, and you go to 25. How many zeros are there in the figure? Alice?
Six.
How many zeros in the figure 1,000,000? Six is exactly right. And you said it before the bell. Oh, did she take a chance? It paid off for another five, going to 30. Whew. Not only is she good, she's lucky. According to the old proverb, what happens to a fool and his money? Alice.
They're soon parted.
That's exactly where they are as Alice beats Steph and Richard to the buzzer. Goes to 35. In what sport is the most difficult shot called the 7-10? Alice.
Billiards.
Pool. I was going to say the 7-10 split. That is in bowling, the 7-10 split. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Alice goes down to 30. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. If you've been with us, you know that Alice has not bought one instant bargain. She's had a shot at, I think, 11 of them. Alice with a $10 lead. Are we wasting our time? Summer, tell her about it.
I'll try. Alice, take note of this entertaining gift. A video disc player with laser technology provides you brilliant color pictures and special effects in movies, stereo concerts, games, and educational programming. Furnished by Beverly Stereo, this great laser disc is normally priced at $800. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$7. $800 worth of lovely equipment for $7. Are you interested, Alice?
I would like that for myself.
Oh, okay. She's toying with me again. But I'll take you at your word, Alice.
I would like it for myself.
And I'll give you $500 in cash for just $7 right away. $800 worth of equipment, $500 in cash. For $7, you would still have a $3 lead. Going once.
Oh, no.
Going twice. No sale.
Bye.
She toys with me, Summer. She just toys with me. Back to business with us. Before becoming president in 1977, Jimmy Carter, Jeff?
Governor of Georgia.
Operated a farm in Georgia. What was the main crop? It was peanuts. Jeff loses $5 back down to 20. In what city could you visit an enormous hub known as... Richard?
Paris.
Red squares in Moscow, Richard. I think you've... Alice, you've got everybody jumping to try to get in on you. Richard loses $5. Ray Bradbury's novel, The Illustrated Man, tells Alice?
Tells the story of a man covered with tattoos.
Yes, that's exactly what it tells. Yes, indeed. And Alice goes to 35. Time now for the Fame Game as the players try for a pick of the Fame Game board as they get control, answering correctly, the identity of a famous person. I was born in 1936 in New York. My famous father was named Alfonso Giuseppe... Alice?
Alan Alda.
Giuseppe Roberto D'Abruzzo, you are right. It is Alan Alda. Yes! My goodness, he puts things together so quickly. Well, Alice, you've got a pick of the board, 9 numbers. You've been up here before. What number would you like?
I'm going to take number 5.
And behind number 5, we have golf clubs. Pinseekers Lightweight Metal Woods, a set of Olympic Very Light P356 woods with matching Very Light irons, and a professional staff bag furnished by Pinseeker.
Over $1,000 worth of golf clubs. I must say, Alice has not bought any instant bargains, but just off that Fame Game board, she is around the $4,000 mark in cash and prizes, and she's got the lead as she tries to close in on all of our prizes. We'll be back right after this. Alice needs $95 and the win for all of the prizes on the stage. She's got 35 right now. Jeff's at 20. Richard's at 15. In which sport does the world champion team receive the Vince Lombardi? Alice.
Football.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy indeed. Yes, that's the Super Bowl trophy, and Alice goes to 40. According to the classic Dean Martin hit, when the moon hits your eye, Alice?
Like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
That's exactly what it is. It's amore. And Alice goes to 45. A farrier is a man who puts, Alice?
Shoes on horses.
That's exactly what he does. Yes, and Alice goes to 50. In what part of your body is your thyroid gland, Richard?
Your neck.
That's exactly where it is. It's in your neck. Richard goes to 20. They finally beat her to the buzzer. But Alice, an instant bargain. A $30 lead, Alice. We haven't tried antiques on you yet. Let's try that.
Oh, Alice, here's a sunny gift for those rainy days. This elegant umbrella stand, it just may brighten any entryway. Beautiful hand-painted porcelain in the classic Amari tradition from the early 19th century, furnished by George Georges and Sons. This umbrella stand is normally priced at $1,250. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
How about antiques, Alice?
I love antiques.
She loves antiques.
I love them.
She's leading me on again. I can tell. $30 lead. If you bought this lovely antique Amari umbrella stand for $12, you would still have an $18 lead. You would have ample time to get to the amount of money that you need for all of the prizes.
I will give you
to buy antique umbrellas to go in it. $1,000 in cash for just $12. A $1,250 stand, $1,000 in cash, and you would still have a big lead. Going once.
I don't think so.
Going twice. Why do I even bother? No sale. $30 lead, and she won't buy. We're back. Who wrote the mock heroic ballad titled Jabberwocky? Alice.
Lewis Carroll.
In Through the Looking Glass, you're exactly right, Alice. It is Lewis Carroll, and Alice at 55. $40 away from all of the prizes we've got. In geometry, name the line which divides a circle into, Alice?
It's the radius.
No.
The diameter.
Into 2 semicircles, that is the diameter. And Richard and Jeff are shaking their hands. Yes, she's wrong. She loses 5. What world capital city calls one of its famous boulevards the Champs-Élysées? Alice?
That's Paris.
That's Paris. Yeah. That's right, yes. And Alice gets that 5 back. What punctuation mark is formed by one dot directly, Richard?
Exclamation point.
Oh, one dot directly above another. That is a colon. And Richard's quick buzzer cost him 5, going down to 15. An American named Virgil Gus Grissom was the third man, Jeff?
In space.
That's exactly where it was. Jeff goes to 25. Yep. In talking about in space, it is interesting to note that Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, the Russian, landed in a Russian farm field, and no one was there to greet him except a Russian girl nursing a sick cow. And he might have been expecting a ticker tape parade. We'll be right back. Alice is up to $55. She needs 95 in the win for over $72,000 in prizes. She's at 55. Jeff's at 25. Richard's at 15. Once again, the fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a military man born in 1807. I married Mary Custis, Martha Washington. Alice? Time is up. Don't say anything now. And a break for the gentleman, the champion. You don't lose any money. You're playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 55, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Jeff and Richard. I married Mary Custis, military man born in 1807, Martha Washington's great-granddaughter. I graduated from West Point and commanded troops at Harper's Ferry in Gettysburg. Although I was a Southerner, Richard.
Lee.
That's right. Robert E. Lee is who it is. Richard, you've got a pick of the board. First time someone else has had a pick of the board in a while. 8 numbers. Let's see you make the most of it.
I'll take number 9.
And behind number 9, we have $5!
$5 money card. A little $5 money card, but it's a money card nonetheless. We add that to your score, and you go to $20. Alice is back in, all three players in this question. Who was Gerald Ford's vice president? Alice?
Rockefeller.
That's right, Nelson Rockefeller it is, and Alice is 60. What common communication device gets its name from the ancient Greek term meaning, Richard?
Television.
No, meaning distant voice. That is telephone. And Richard again loses 5 to 15. Name the great songwriter of the Depression who gave us such hits as Alice.
Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land is indeed Woody Guthrie and Alice to 65. Alice, you've got $65. Jeff's got $25. Can we interest you in the spirit of patriotism?
Alice, here's a monumental trip to Washington, D.C. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 3-day stay in our nation's capital, where you'll have a chance to see a bit of history and history in the making. The Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the White House, and even a session of Congress. This exciting trip is normally priced at $2,030. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $17.
A trip to Washington. Have you been to Washington?
I've never been to Washington.
$2,000 trip to Washington. You liked it when I came over before, and I begged you, Alice. Alice, the president wants to see you. I heard him say he's got jelly beans waiting for you, sitting on his desk. And if you want to buy some of the president's jelly beans, you've got to watch the deficit, you know.
Yeah.
I will give you, with that trip, for $17, you'd still have a better than $20 lead. I think it'd be a $23 lead.
$5,000.
$1,500 in cash. $2,030 trip. $1,500 in cash. You would still have a big lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Fellas, would you have taken that?
Yes.
Sure.
Good. Thank you, Jim.
We'll be back.
I like it when you get over here.
Alice Congray, our librarian from Tempe, Arizona, closing in on all the prizes on the stage, and she's got the lead. She's a 65, Jeff at 25, Richard at 15. This question for 5. According to the Gospel of St. Matthew, the three wise men gave gifts. Alice?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
You've got them all. You've got another 5, and Alice goes to 70. What Great Plains state is known as the Cornhuskers? Alice?
Nebraska.
Nebraska it is. Alice is 75, $20 away from all of our prizes. Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev wrote a fable, Jeff?
Romeo and Juliet.
For about a boy and a wild animal. That sounds like a nice updated version of Romeo and Juliet. No, Peter and the Wolf. Peter and the Wolf. You lose $5 for that. Last crack at the fame game, gentlemen. $25 money card up there could get you a lot closer to Alice. We're looking for a famous person. I was born on the island of Corfu in 1921, the son of a Greek prince. My family name was originally Battenberg. Alice?
Prince Philip of England.
Yes, indeed, Prince Philip. It is indeed And Alice again gets that pick of the board.
Let's try number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $600 in
cash. That's the more cash to total. We won't buy, but we give her money anyway. That goes right into your pocket. That's yours to keep. And where were those three big money cards?
Money cards behind the number 7, the number 2, and the number 4.
Well, we finish up the game now with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Richard and Jeff are just getting silly over there with Alice answering questions. Alice at 75, Jeff at 20, Richard at 15. Should Alice win with $95 or more, all she would have to do is say yes, and she could walk away with all the prizes we've got on stage. We start the speed round now. Which New England city has long been known as the cradle of liberty? Richard.
Boston.
Right. According to this inaccurate weather prediction, what never strikes twice? Alice.
Lightning.
Right. In the Star Wars movies, who was C-3PO's robot? Alice?
R2-D2.
Yes. What is the main subject of illustrator John Audubon? Alice?
Birds.
Right. Where on your body would you find your incisors? Alice?
In your mouth.
Right. Complete the title of the classic story by Ernest Hemingway, The Snows. Alice?
Of Kilimanjaro.
Right. Name Scarlett O'Hara's beloved plantation. Jeff?
Tara.
Right. What country is known to its inhabitants as Nippon? Alice?
Japan.
Right. Name the writer who created the two-fisted detective Mike Hammer. Alice?
Mickey Spillane.
Right. What Ohio city produces a major newspaper called Richard?
Akron.
Wrong. What is the capital of Illinois? Alice.
Springfield.
Right. Name the man who for 40 years served as director of the FBI. Richard.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes. What European capital is said to be founded by twins Ron and Richard?
Rome.
Yes, for another 5, but Alice has done it. She just got on a roll and the fellas just got laughing. What are you going to do? We'll be back to this fine champion in a moment. The twins Romulus and Remus founded Rome, and the Plain Dealer is a newspaper in not accurate, but in Cleveland. Got to say goodbye to Jeff and Richard. Guys, I think it looked like you had a good time there. You got the cash in front of you. We thank you both.
Kind of the way Custer did. Yeah,
guys. Richard said now he knows how Custer felt. Alice Cartwright, come on here. Let's go shopping. Another $115. Congratulations, over the $100 mark for the 5th show in a row. $660 you've now got. All you'd have to do is say yes. You've got all the prizes on the stage, and every prize on the stage includes this $3,000 shopping spree. There's a dune buggy included with everything. Diamond earrings, I know you were eyeing those. And this speedboat. Take a look at this, Jay.
Become the captain of your own ship with this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water. With lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Ken's Boat Center. And this speedboat is priced at $11,820.
That's very nice. That's part of everything we've got on the stage. And everything includes a trip to the Orient Express to Europe, which would be wonderful. And also, you've got enough. Everything on the stage would get you this automobile.
You'll love the sporty look of this Alfa Romeo. A limited edition sports car featuring sunroof, leather interior, car phone, cherry wood steering wheel, and a sensational stereo system furnished by Bob Ruman Pontiac. And this great sports car is priced at $30,895.
So, just say yes. $640, what you need for all the prizes, you've got $660. So you're over the amount of money that you need. Just say yes, and you can take all of those prizes and leave us $72,695 in prizes. However, Alice, you are $90 away and another win. $90 more, but of course you must win for all of the prizes on the stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot of $76,000.
So, in effect, another win with $90. Now, remember, too, we change all our prizes every 5 shows. So if you pass on all these prizes, we're going to have all new prizes. So it's all of the prizes, or take the risk that you can do it again to get all new prizes plus that cash jackpot. Big decision, and you're going to make it right after this. Okay, Alice. $660. Say yes. You can leave with all the prizes on the stage. $3,000 in this shopping spree. The dune buggy would be yours. You would have the diamond earrings that Karen is wearing, the speedboat, the trip on the Orient Express, the beautiful car behind us. You would take it all, but come back, win one more time. And of course, this is where Michael Friedman failed, trying to add that cash jackpot. $90 more and another win, and you'd have all new prizes plus that cash jackpot, which will be $77,000 as we add another $1,000. Tough decision. Alice, what's it going to be?
Jim, I think I'll come back and try and buy him some bargain.
She's going to try. Maybe she'll even buy him some bargain. So all right, $1,000. And on our next show, Alice Conkright could win, and I think become the fastest one to ever do it. Get everything we've got, well over $100,000. Join us for that. Our sale of reception. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturers.